Governor Scott Walker campaigned in 2010 on speeding up work on the Zoo Interchange, which is where I-94 and U.S. 45 meet in western Milwaukee County. The American Civil Liberties Union and Midwest Environmental Advocates say the state DOT failed to consider mass transit options that would help racial minorities in Milwaukee County. Chris Amity heads the ACLU of Wisconsin.
Milwaukee metro area is hyper-segregated. Only 1% of the people who live in Waukesha County are African Americans. But there are jobs out there that people in Milwaukee could do if they had a way of getting there, but they can't.
Amity says the Federal Highway Administration is also being sued in the federal lawsuit for approving the state's plan. Amity wants preliminary work to stop on the interchange until environmental justice and civil rights impacts are considered. The state DOT declines comment on the new lawsuit. But Craig Thompson of the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin says work on the interchange should not be delayed.
I think the DOT did an extensive job of researching this. We do believe that mass transit in the Milwaukee, greater Milwaukee area needs to be improved, but this is not the route to try to accomplish that.
Thompson says the Zoo Interchange is the busiest one in the state and needs to be redone to improve safety and help local businesses and the Medical College of Wisconsin. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.